Hi folks, it's your host Harmit, and you're listening to Tobin Talks. Welcome to Tobin Talks, and thank you for tuning in today, everyone. Today, we have a special treat for you. Our sports editor, Abdul, takes us through an interview with legendary head coach of Bison's football, Brian Dobie. Keep listening to hear about his career that spans 50 years, his thoughts on student athletes, and true excellence in sport.
The new season has started. 2 games, 2 ways. Yeah. Against Saskatchewan Huskies, yeah, and against UBC Thunder Bears.
Yeah.
What really went for the team this time around?
Well, I think this has been building. Football is a short season, but the off season is really in certain ways more important than the season itself, because the off season creates the upcoming season. You know, the work that the players put in, the experience they gained from the previous season, how to win games, how to react to losing games. All of those things matter, whether, you know, for the mental side, the emotional side, and of course the physical side. All the work they do in the weight room and on the track, becoming stronger, faster athletes. So these guys did their work, and I think that's the difference. I think that's, you know, we opened the season against two of the traditionally toughest opponents in our conference and two of the toughest opponents in the entire nation. Both of those schools have gone to the national championship just over the last couple of recent years. So I think the work that we did last season and responding to that season by a tremendous season, off season of working out, I think has put us where we are now. We have so many veterans back, and you can't buy experience.
Yes, that's
right.
True.
You can only earn it.
Yeah.
You know, and our guys have gone through that. I think their experience has paid off, and I say to our team all the time, it's not what happens to you in life that counts. It's how you react to things that define your character, and they've reacted in the most appropriate ways. So we're off to a good start, I think, because of that.
Okay. So picking your own ways, you come by experience, and as a legend, a legendary coach, a legendary player, how do you get the best out of your players or out of your team?
Well, there's so many things that go into that to answer that question. I think it'd be a difficult process, and that is probably the single best word to describe it. It is a process. What I believe in team sports is that what team sports really are is a collection of individuals that are pursuing a common goal. And I think one of the beauties of team sports is the appreciation of everybody in that group's differences. Everybody is an individual. In our case, there's essentially 100 players. We have 100 different individuals. And I think for me and our coaching staff to try to bring out the best in each of those individuals into a collective pot of that forms a team, I think is the magic in it. We have a great leadership group of about a dozen players. There's a lot of wisdom in that group. There's a lot of experience in that group. They've been there, done it. They've had some successes. They've certainly had some failures, and they've really helped shape the culture of the team. So I think in the end, I think that that team culture, in our case, I really think it has become more and more family. I think the team culture, you know, really provides the strength of the family, the signature of the family. And that's what we've tried to attain. And so for this year, I think one of the things we learned over the last couple of years is this team was always looking too far ahead. We wanted to finish in first. We wanted to win the Hardy Cup. We wanted to win the national championship. We, you know, but what we've decided this year was all about was simply win the day. Make today the only day that counts. Tomorrow doesn't count. Tomorrow's going to come. We know that. Yesterday's been here. It's gone.
It's gone.
We can't take it back. Today is the only day that counts. And we need to be the best that we can today. And if we move, if that means we move along an inch at a time or a foot at a time, fine, as long as we're moving in a positive direction. So, so for us, it's been win the day, and our guys have really embraced it. They've bought into it and they've taken ownership of it. It's their mantra. It's our mantra.
Okay.
And, you know, I've seen lots of teams use that, of course. It's nothing original. But to me, I've seen it sort of as a cliche. Not this team. This team is living it. It's extremely impressive. As long as they can keep doing that, they will always give themselves a chance every day to get better.
We've played 2 matches. The season is too young. And in those 2 matches, we've really excelled. We've really done well.
Yeah.
In order to sustain this momentum, what needs to be done? Because I believe in the fact that there is room for improvement.
Absolutely.
So how do we sustain this momentum in order to be able to travel across the season?
Yeah. Again, I go back to win the day. I go back to this day is the day. Live in this moment. I think that is the key, because we all know, you know, I know, everybody knows if they're realistic, you are going to have failures. You are going to have setbacks. You are not always going to win the day. Sometimes you're going to lose the day. And I'm not just referring to a game. I'm referring to you have a bad day at school. You have a bad day in a personal relationship. You have a bad day on the game field. Those things will happen. It's inevitable. They will happen. When we won the national championship in 2007, on the inside of our national championship rings is engraved the perfect season. We didn't lose a game. We won every game. Therefore, the perfect season. That season was absolutely not perfect. We won all our games. That part was perfect.
Yes.
But we went through it was like a roller coaster. We went through a lot of adversity. We went through injuries. We went through all kinds of things. There's no such thing as a perfect season, you know, and the process is everything. The process is just everything. So I believe in order to sustain what we have now, we have to be able to identify where we're at each day, embrace it, and make the best out of that day. And the next day, the formula repeats itself. The results, good, bad, or indifferent, are going to come from our process. If we stay true to the process, we give ourselves a much better chance of success than if we stray away from the process.
Let's make best out of the day. Then I come to my next question. So what is the target for the team?
We've made a concerted effort and decision to not set long-range targets. You know, one thing I've always found interesting in sport is goal setting. And I'm not a big fan of goal setting. And it depends how you look at it. Because so often teams will say, we want to win our first game. We want to win our last game. We want to win this bowl game. We want to win the championship. Those are all great goals, and they all may be achievable. And yet, we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know what's going to happen. And the downside to some of those goals, when you get specific like that and target those goals, those games, those dates, those big moments in a season, when you start targeting them along the way within your process, well, what happens when you don't win your first game? What happens if you don't finish first in the conference? What happens if you don't get a home playoff game? How does your group, how does your team react to that? I'm not a big fan in those kind of that type of targeting. I think the true process is being in the moment.
Okay.
Being in the moment.
You are not.
So I'm not gonna answer your question. Okay. That's my answer.
Okay. Now let's talk about you in person. What is pushing Coach Brian out? Is there anything that we don't know? So what really is motivating you to live by some football?
Oh boy. It is, and I hope people understand this if they read this. And do not take this the wrong way. Just take my words exactly as they are. I absolutely do not want to leave. Why would I want to leave a group of 100 highly motivated, driven 20-something-year-olds who are chasing their dreams? Every day I walk in here, it's invigorating. It's motivating. I love the players year in, year out. That's why you're here, is for the student athletes, for the players. I do not want to leave them. I cannot tell you how much, I don't even like thinking about it, how much I will miss them and that environment. Why would I want to leave this incredible complex we have here within this incredible stadium? I don't want to leave. But I want to retire. And the reason I want to retire is I still feel really enthusiastic. I still feel I've got a lot to give. I still feel energetic. I still feel full of life. And my wife's name is Jackie. She and I have been together since we were in grade 11.
Cool.
Yeah, wow. We've been together pretty much our whole lives.
Yeah.
And that girl, for the past 50 years, this is my 50th year being a head coach at high school and at university combined.
Okay.
She has waited for me for 50 years to come home at night. I mean, and what people think, they think, well, football season, oh, it's not that long. And there you go. Oh, no. The recruiting season, football season itself, it's like Groundhog Day. Every day kind of repeats itself. Mm. It's very regimented, very scheduled, very precise. The off season is far worse. It's meetings after meetings after meetings. It's fundraising. It's unbelievable hours of recruiting. And yeah, I just feel that my wife and I'm not retiring for her. Yes, for her. But I'm really retiring for us, for she and I to be able to, while we both still have a lot of enthusiasm and energy, and I want to take with this life on this campus, in this program has given me, and I want to be able to take that awesome feeling. And we're in our countdown years now. You know, when I retire, I'll be 72 years old and want to be able to, you know, spend the next number of years and just enjoying different adventures. I don't even know what they'll be. I have no plan. I really have no plan. I'll probably be coming out and watching the Bisons play every weekend, you know?
You don't have plan yet for your retirement?
Not really. No, we'll figure it out as we go, you know? But yeah, it's, and you know what? I also, I love this program so much. I truly, truly do. It's been my life. And I'm going to turn 72, and I don't want to be that, in quotation marks, old coach who's hanging on. I don't want to get to that point. I still feel really young. And I think the program deserves for somebody else to come in and have this opportunity, as opposed to me becoming tired and aged and slow and, you know, and not putting into it what this program deserves. I feel great right now, and I want to leave while I feel great and while I'm doing justice to my job and doing justice to this program. I don't want to let that falter. And as I get older, I know it's inevitable. There'll be some faltering, you know? Yeah. And I respect the program too much to put the program in that kind of position. So I'm good with this. I'm emotional about it. I can't tell you how emotional I am about it. But I feel it's the right thing for the program and it's the right thing for me.
I don't want the program to falter. So have you taken steps to ensure that in your absence, the program wouldn't falter?
I think that we've established a really, really good thing here. I think it's a program that is nationally respected. I think it's respected very much on this campus and in the city. In our province, I think we're highly visible. We've got a great coaching staff that we've put together. There's 15 coaches on our staff. Almost all of them will stay, I'm sure, when a new coach comes in. I think there's a lot of things in place that we've built, especially in the last few years. We now have this complex. Well, 10 years ago, we didn't have this stadium. And we didn't have this complex. We now have it. We've got a full-time strength coach. We've got a nutritionist. We've got a sports psychologist. We've got our own clinic right here. We've got a full-time athletic therapist, and she has her staff. We have so many things that we've worked hard to attain over the years in building Bison football to where it is now. I feel a program, whoever is fortunate enough to get this desk, this job, is going to be inheriting a great program. And I think a great program with great support staff and a great assistant coaching staff, I think the next coach is going to be very, very fortunate and is going to be in a great position to continue succeeding.
Okay. So we don't know who the next coach is going to be. I'll be looking at your challenging moments and the fruitful days that you said you may reflect and say, today was a happy day.
Yeah.
And there are days that you reflect and say, today was a challenging day.
Yeah.
What are some of the challenging moments you've encountered so far?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, when I first came into the program, there were a lot of challenges. We hardly had any scholarship money. So throughout my whole career, it's been nonstop trying to raise money. And I'm proud of where we are now. We've raised a lot of money. And we're now in a very, I think, good position, if not an enviable position. I was the only coach on staff. I mean, trying to run a football program and U Sports all along was for sure beyond overwhelming for me. I could barely keep my nose above water. I was just surviving. That was my first 9 or 10 years in the program, and being able to hire a full-time assistant coach, Stan Pierre, he's been amazing. So, you know, going through that on my own for all those years, when I look back, I can't even believe that it happened. And then we got Stan, that changed everything for me. He's, He's the best football coach I've ever experienced. Not just coaching with, but coaching against. He's an incredible football coach and a great person. And that changed my job and it changed my life. This complex, the stadium, we were literally in a rusted out tin storage shed. Yeah. Yeah. When you go back out and you look to the north and you'll see all the rust on top of a shed just over there, that was Bison football. That's where I spent the whole first part of my career, and coaches before me were in there too. And trying to recruit. Well, this is our locker room. Rusted out tin shed filled with mice. That's what we had. Now we've got the best complex in the nation in the best stadium in the nation. I mean, so I'm just citing some of the adversarial conditions. When I look back, were incredible. They really honestly were. They were incredible. It was almost miraculous how we not only survived them, but we thrived in them and had ultimate success. We won a national championship. We went to a national championship in 01. We won one in 07 under all those conditions, and look where we are now. I cannot tell you how proud I am of how this program has grown.
What would be your joyous moment that you would share with us?
Yeah, there were really two key moments, but the most was in 2007 at Rogers Centre, Sky Dome at the time, I think, but Rogers Centre in Toronto. We were beating St. Mary's. There wasn't a lot of time left in the game, and we were stopped on a third down, and I sent on the field goal team. And I knew if we hit this field goal, our kicker was Scott Dixon. I knew if we hit this field goal, that would put the game out of reach. And I bent over as I watched the play. I put my hands on my knees, and I bent over, and I watched it unfold, and he kicked it right through the uprights. And I could feel tears just suddenly come down, just dripping, just like a flood of tears. I didn't want to look up for a while as I tried to wipe the tears away because I didn't want people to see me crying. Right. The game wasn't even over yet. but that moment was unbelievable. And then to share it with our coaching staff and our team at the end, and then especially with my daughter Kaylee and my wife Jackie. We talk about family all the time, and we talk about our team being a family. And for me, my wife and daughter are they're my heart. To share all that with them was one of the greatest moments of my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I want to find out from you about 2007 nostalgic moments are there. So would you say that crop of players are your best players over the years?
Interesting question. Good for you. Okay, that is a very debatable and arguable answer that comes with that. That team was a great team filled with great players in 2007. They won the national championship. The team that went to the national championship in 01 possibly may have been even better. And I know the 07 team doesn't want to hear that. But the difference between the 01 team and the 07 team was our coaching staff. In 2001, we had a great, great team filled with great players, but our coaching didn't match those players at that time. We still hadn't gained the experience that we probably needed as a coaching staff to help put our players over the edge. And consequently, we went to the national championship and we lost. But it was a great team. And that team was the foundation of the 2007 national championship, because everything we learned from the successes of that team and the failures from that team, we were able to learn from and grow as a coaching staff. And we were able to improve as coaches and alter things and add things and adjust to things that made us better coaches in terms of dealing with another great group of athletes that were able to then therefore get to the top of the mountain and win the national championship in 07. Both those teams were fantastic teams. 2001 deserved a better fate, but unfortunately they had a younger coaching staff than the experienced coaching staff, which was the same group of coaches, just now 5 or 6 years better in 07. I think that was the difference between the two teams.
So now the question is, what message do you have for your successor?
I hope that the next Bison football coach falls in love with this program and appreciates all the highs and all the lows for exactly what they bring. Great experiences. That's what I wish. I wish that person all the best and that they embrace an incredible opportunity to coach in one of the best programs in the nation, in one of the great venues in the nation, on one of the great campuses in the nation.
So now let's talk about students,
yeah,
and academics.
Right.
So I'm a student myself.
Yeah.
And I've been asking myself, so I look at Jackson Tachinski.
Yeah.
I look at AK Gassama. I look at you. And I ask myself, how are they able to combine academics?
Yeah.
And then play, because they have to maintain their spot in the team.
Yeah.
Whilst also maintaining their performance in classroom. How are they able to do that? Share with us, please.
The players that really are, for the most part, the very best players, they take pride in challenges. And it affects them. It changes them. It elevates them as people. And it allows them to bring out the best themselves. You know, that combination of student-athlete is an incredible combination, and it's unique. And the people that embrace it are truly winners. It's people. There's 30,000 students on our campus, but there's only 400 student athletes. The demands on them are the same as every other student. And then it's magnified by the demands that the coaching staff puts on the athlete side of the student athletes. So they have I'd argue with anybody that they have the toughest jobs as students on this campus. They're being pulled at in both directions. And I think when our players embrace not just being a football player, but embrace being a student-athlete, that is the perfect formula to move forward in their lives out into the big wide world. And they bring so much with them in that situation.